It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Krell. Backers of a proposed initiative that would require the labeling of genetically modified foods in California say they've turned in more than enough voter signatures to qualify for the November ballot. CPR's Kathleen Masterson reports.
Outside the Sacramento County Elections Office, supporters gathered to turn in signatures. Kelly Quirk with the California Right to Know campaign says most Californians want to know if food contains genetically modified ingredients.
And right now we are polling at over 90% positive feedback of people who are for this bill in the state of California.
But Megan Callahan with the opposition campaign says implementing the law would be a logistical nightmare for farmers and grocers.
To have to set up separate distributions, separate labeling processes, and these are going to increase costs, and the people who are going to pay those costs are going to be California consumers.
If the measure qualifies, it will appear on the November ballot. In Sacramento, I'm Kathleen Masterson.
The heads of California's three higher education systems are lobbying Governor Jerry Brown and state lawmakers to change their budget priorities. California Community College's Chancellor Jack Scott joined the UC president and CSU chancellor at the Capitol Tuesday.
Unfortunately, we are experiencing almost death by a thousand cuts. So we want to make our case very clear to the legislature and to the governor. We want them to realize that the future of California is at stake.
CSU Chancellor Charlie Reed says the state should put $100 million of anticipated savings in California's prison systems into higher education. All three leaders are urging voters to approve the governor's proposed November tax initiative. If it fails, the UC system would likely raise tuition again. The CSU system would reduce its enrollment, and community colleges would have to cut courses in the middle of the academic year. Find these and other stories at northbayvoice.org. You can click on Step Inside to submit material of your own. I'm Mark Prowl.